Madam Clerk, you good? Just let me.
Yes. You are.
Everybody, please stand for the flag, sir.
To the flag of the United States.
Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting Tuesday, August 20, 2019. The time is 7:28. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci is absent, excused. Commissioner Evans?
Here.
Commissioner Petracco?
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Here.
All present, Mayor, except for Commissioner Tucci. He is absent, excused.
Minutes, Madam Clerk.
Thank you. We have meeting minutes for June 6, 2019, June 21, 2019, emergency meeting, July 16, 2019, executive session minutes for July 2, 2019, and executive session minutes for July 16, 2019.
Move the minutes.
I need a second.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for minutes.
Reports, Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, I have my public safety report. That's
thank
all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Bills, Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for August 20th, 2019. Public Affairs, $107,649.40. Revenue and Finance, $2,982,421.29. Public Safety, $43,550.47. Public Works, $47,489.75. Parks and Public Property, $73,903.46. Water Utility, $9,345.74. Total Payroll, $846,169.34, for a grand total of $4,110,529.45.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Public comment on agenda items only, Madam Clerk.
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Anybody wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none, Commissioner announcements? Commissioners, I just want to update everybody on the North Water situation. It's been in the news. Actually got interviewed today by Fox News. Fox 5, though, Commissioner. Just an update. There are 436 homes of our approximate 8,000 residents that receive North Water. They are located on the western portion of town, between Glenview Avenue and Center Street above Ridge Road, and from Center Street to about Harrison Street above Van Winkle. The water we receive from NORC is lead-free. Lead is only introduced into the water supply by the internal plumbing or through service lines. If you have not received a notice from the Township of Nutley, you are not affected and do not receive North Water. The Nutley Water Department strongly encourages all residents, no matter where you live, as a matter of habit, to run your water for 1 to 2 minutes, especially in the morning, in order to introduce fresh water into your home. After the last week, we have meetings or conference calls to receive updates and voice our concerns with the governor's office, Senator Menendez's office, our legislative representatives, and I'd like to give Assemblyman Caputo a hand because he has been in daily contact with me. The DEP, the EPA, the City of Newark, and our two partners, I would say, in this, because we all receive Newark water and we're not part of the City of Newark, and that's Mayor Venezia from Bloomfield and Mayor Melham from Belleville. The anti-corrosive water treatment Newark was using up until May was silicate. That is not state-of-the-art treatment. Since May, they have begun to introduce orthophosphate, which is state-of-the-art treatment. Newark was already seeing a reduced lead levels in the homes, and the orthophosphate will have full effectiveness by the end of the year. We encourage everybody in town, and especially in the Newark area, to continue using their water, flushing toilets, running sinks and showers, so you fully introduce the new treatment into the internal plumbing. In addition, Nutley has had reportable levels of disinfection byproducts, namely acetic acid. In July, Newark began addressing the disinfection byproduct levels by introducing potassium permanganate and moving their pre-chlorination location. These changes have already resulted in lowering of halocetic acid to below allowable levels. We will update you as we receive further tests from Newark and the results of our own testing within the township. What is the township of Nutley doing? We are expediting the testing of our pure water filters that we purchased and have distributed. We're starting the replacement of all known lead service lines as part of our long-term infrastructure upgrades. We initiated a study to determine the steps needed to have the 436 homes currently receiving Newark water switched to a different water supply. We are offering free testing of tap water in any of the 436 homes that receive Newark water to see if they contain lead. And thanks to Commissioner Rogers and his department, we're also offering testing of children from 0 to 18 years old for lead. Thank you, Commissioner, and your department.
Thank you, Mayor.
What can you do if you are one of those 436 households receiving Newark water? Continue to introduce new corrosion control treatment into our water system by continuing to use all fixtures in your home. Run water for 1 to 2 minutes to introduce fresh water, as I stated previously. Always use cold water for cooking. Identify and replace any lead plumbing fixtures and lead pipes in your home. Do not boil water in an effort to reduce lead. That does not work. Boiling water will not reduce any potential lead. And out of the abundance of caution, until we have all testing complete, residents who are pregnant or have small children are advised to use bottled water for drinking, cooking, and preparing baby formula. So, commissioners, if you have any questions, certainly answer.
I'd just like to make a comment. When this news was given to us throughout the town, I've got to tell you, Mayor Scarpelli was way ahead of the game, right on top of this. And I want to thank you, because one of the things that we try to prevent are rumors and, you know, bad information, but you got it out there quick, and I think you brought some comfort to people knowing that you're on top of it. So I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'll take any questions that are a little out of order from the public if they have any questions on Newark water, so we stay specific to that. If not, we'll move on to resolutions. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. I have one. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayment of tax charges in the amount of $6,668.40 for Block 8102, Lot 15, and Block 6502, Lot 2, and for the total amount for those two blocks of $6,608.40. So move.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
That concludes the public portion of our meeting, the business portion of our meeting. Madam Clerk,
Yes, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person should limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of decorum and/or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Edith, I only have one question this evening. I did receive an open response recently, and I'm still looking at it. I'd like to reserve that for the next meeting, if that's possible. And my question is, somebody had posted on Facebook today that they called the League of Municipalities to see if Nutley was in the salary survey. Is Nutley going to participate in that?
I'm not aware of being asked to, but if we generally do, so and that's through the league update. They do it every few years, so I don't have any reason why we wouldn't, but I'm not aware of that we've been asked.
But the only reason was asked is because somebody did call, and they said specifically that Nutley had not responded this year, and I was just curious if you were.
I'm not aware of being notified.
Okay. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Joan Rubino, 48 North Road. Several months ago, a young lady presented a little bit of her presentation was about single-use plastic bags and getting rid of them in the town of Nutley. I commend her for her commitment to the environment, and I agree that plastic bags are a danger. But this young lady only told one part of the story. I myself have never used a recyclable grocery bag because I always felt they were unsanitary. So I decided to investigate to see if my opinion had any merit. And I discovered some very interesting facts. First of all, the bags themselves. Hundreds of millions of reusable bags are made in China and other countries, and some have been found to contain dangerous amounts of lead, sometimes several times the amount allowed by law. And according to a joint food and safety report issued by the University of Arizona and Loma Linda University, reusable bags contain foodborne bacteria, such as E. coli, Salmonella, and other bacteria. Mold and yeast were also present. Harmful bacteria can thrive in these bags, especially if they're stored in a hot trunk or the back seat of your car, and they actually grow 10 times faster in this kind of an environment. And the thing is that we are using bags that can be dirtier than your toilet seat. If they are not properly sanitized, and this is very important, after each use, you're courting trouble. To sanitize them requires soapy water and a water temperature of at least 140 degrees. How many of you, if you use these bags, do this? It's amazing. Most people probably never do that. In fact, there was a survey done in California and Arizona, and 97% of the people polled said they never wash them. I'm sure all of you are aware of the warnings about contaminating your kitchen when you make chicken, that the countertops, the utensils, your hands should be thoroughly clean because of that cross-contamination. Just think of all the cross-contamination, these filthy bags. You're taking them to the store. Other people are put at risk, even if they don't use the bags themselves. because these bags are that crummy. I can't provide an answer to this complex problem, but I can make you aware of some of the issues, which I've tried to do tonight. There's more that you can research. Many towns and entire states have banned the use of these bags. And my question is that a reasonable solution? And this board, I was wondering if you've taken any steps regarding this issue to resolve it, because you all seem so very enthused about the presentation made by the young girl, and I'm just wondering how you're following through.
Mayor, may I?
Sure, Commissioner.
Okay, so, this is Rubino. Yeah, I agree with you. I've been doing similar research and making sure that a reusable bag is sanitary and safe is also of concern. Other things I'm researching and finding is that the energy, the carbon energy associated with actually manufacturing a reusable bag, a cotton bag or a paper bag, the amount of carbon energy that's required to actually produce that is actually greater than the...
I agree. I also read that. I know.
So I'm looking at, and I've been looking at what we need to do. The state is now starting to take up this question again, and I've reached out to them to better understand that if we were to institute a ban on single-use plastic bags, I would include plastic straws as well, to go to a single-use paper straw, because of that, that's safer itself. But understand what it is that we need to do to educate the public on the safety standards that are required to do that, which is very difficult.
It's impossible.
Yes.
Because people, the lifestyles we lead are so hectic that people will disregard that. And they, in fact, some of the people surveyed with these polls, they had no concern for the germs. They didn't think germs were an issue. And it's a very big issue, actually.
Yes.
And there is no way you're going to get people to sanitize those bags. In a perfect world, you say, okay, I'll throw it in with the laundry whatever, every week. It's never going to happen. So I'm just very curious as to, you know, what...
I don't have an answer yet, but I'm trying to pursue it.
It's like an impossible thing.
Absolutely. I think the more educated we can become about all of the issues, not just the single focus of disposing the bag, maybe we can come up with a better solution. But there's still going to be, in my mind, a significant level of accountability on the part of an individual to sanitize and keep them sanitized for their purpose.
It's not going to happen.
I appreciate that. I have a similar concern.
I'd like to add something, if you don't mind, only because I saw it, I think, a couple of nights ago on one of the TV shows about pretty soon there's going to be more plastic in the ocean than fish. I don't know if you saw it. I think it was on 60 Minutes.
There's also a lot of controversy about just how much is in the ocean. They say the size of Texas or whatever.
Right.
They say that's kind of overstated. But I don't know. I'd have to do more research on that.
I have to say, though, you know, that it is really horrible how we're leaving this world for the next generations with all, you know, this plastic. And I don't know how you get away from it, obviously, either.
But my concern is, are we trading one problem for another?
I agree.
With the level of contamination, and there is no question that those bags are very contaminated.
I mean, even if you drive by the Passaic River on occasion, you could see all the plastic on the shoreline,
yeah.
And then it gets into the ocean,
yeah.
And do that throughout our whole country. Imagine the world we're leaving for, you know, these,
yeah,
future generations.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the answer is, because it seems like plastic is everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, wherever you touch.
And even the cotton bags, you know, people say instead of recyclable plastic bags, the reusable ones, they are just as bad as the recyclable or the reusable plastic yes. ones.
And they actually, they require more carbon energy to be used, Mrs. Rubino?
I'm sorry.
They require more carbon energy to be used to manufacture that.
Yes, I know.
And which basically offsets the benefit.
Right, right. The water, the everything that's used to produce them, the fuel, then transporting them, it's very involved.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mrs. Rubino.
I just want to, Mr. Rubino, I just want to weigh in on something. These are moments, issues like this, when I'm reminded Ronald Reagan once said, if you get a knock at the door and you open it and they sound from the government, none like hell outside your back door. I think a couple of things. It's interesting you brought this up because there were two senior citizens during the week who I ran into, and this issue came up. They're actually shopping out of town. This is going to be interesting to you because you're a businessman. They shared with me that, first of all, they're being charged a fee for the bags. Second of all, they're actually leaving Nutley in certain stores, and they're going to Belleville, and they're going to Clifton because there's no plastic bag ban there. And so we have to look at the, you know, the economic impact that could have on businesses. Now following up with Commissioner Evans, and you bring up a good point. Education is important, but I'm looking at it from the other end. Education on the environment, what to do with plastic bags, properly disposing of them. We have recycling where we're taking care of these. We're taking care of tires. We're taking care of everything imaginable through recycling. So education is important. And I think that's at least a start.
Well, you know, another thing with banning plastic bags, people use them for multiple purposes. They'll buy, you know, take one home from the store, might use it two or three times to pick up dog waste or to line their trash cans. Now, they're not going to have these bags, but they will buy other plastic bags to do the job. So, you know, it's like a very difficult situation as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Rubino, this is one of those decisions I think that we're going to have to really look at and study all sides of it before we make any decisions. So,
right.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
Never use a recyclable. Okay.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Before we adjourn, we lost one of our outstanding citizens this past week, Mrs. Ruth Bedford. Mrs. Bedford gave her time, energy, money to a wide variety of causes and organizations. She lived to the nice age of 101, and I think she's going to be missed in this town, and I think if we could just have a little moment of silence to remember Ruth. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, regarding Mrs. Bedford, you know, when a person passes, you think of perhaps one of the times that an individual has impact on you. I remember my wife and I were over at Ruth Bedford's house, and we were talking about politics. And what I was amazed over is when she began to speak to my wife and I about the time she had worked at the White House with President Dwight Eisenhower. I think, the history that this woman had was fascinating, and to hear her go through the time from Eisenhower all the way up to now, I'll tell you what, probably one of the most consistent, dedicated individuals to this country that I've ever met. So certainly, always a role model, and a very pleasant, kind human being, and she's going to be missed. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mayor. I have to tell you one of my fondest stories of Ruth Bedford, and I have to tell you what a charmed life and what a woman. I can remember her coming to my bar restaurant at the time in Lindhurst, and the first thing she ordered was a scotch, you know, and everybody that knew her. And I think she was coming from the bar from Route 3, the motorcycle bar, because I know she was in there also. So I have to tell you, you know, a woman that opened her pocketbook, you know, for anybody and anything, and somebody that really is, when you think about Nutley, you think of, you know, being in her house, and no matter what side of the aisle you were on, who your friends were. She always greeted you with that warm, fuzzy welcome. So, you know, I have to tell you, God bless her to live to 101. And if you're looking, Ruth, it's water, but someday I'd like to have a scotch with you up there, too. God bless you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Mayor, thank you. This week I lost a dear friend. She's always been an advisor. She is a lady who I have said publicly she was the grand dame of Nutley. She, if we ever had a sense of somebody who was royalty, it was Ruth Bedford. But she cared about everyone equally. She, I think she was, I would characterize her as being, she was blind to color, she was blind to gender, she was blind to orientation. She was such, had such a zest for wanting to be with people. And whenever she was around, she would light up when she was meeting, talking to young people. And it was a new friendship that she was creating. Even at 100, she was there. I used to visit her. And we would talk about different things, about what was going on in Nutley, the difficult times. You would mention something about so-and-so's having a little bit of a problem, and then all of a sudden, you know, out of nowhere, quietly a check would show up. And Ruth, and that was Ruth's style. She had a back room that was filled with papers that probably go back to the turn of the century, the 20th century, because she had everything organized in piles. And that was her filing system. And we used to joke about those things a lot. But I just leave it at, I lost a very dear friend this week.
We all did. And Nutley lost a friend.
Yes.
The motion to adjourn, gentlemen.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 7:54.
Good night, everybody.